goes out the back to Cruiser. Cruiser has a shot. It's right there. It's right there. Matty Cruiser kicks the goal. The Blues are in front. Can you believe it? Gibbs goes in. There's a siren.
What a win.
How's the crowd? Everything is awesome.
The Newcastle theme song. Sam Doherty for the Blues joins us after a stirring win against Port yesterday. Morning, Sam.
Morning, guys.
What a win. Four in a row. Is it even surprising you, Sam, how well you guys have been able to gel together?
It is, but it isn't. We were quietly confident coming into the year that we were going to surprise a lot of people with the way we were going about it. But obviously to get four in a row doesn't happen. It hasn't happened very often for us, certainly, but it's a big reward for all the effort and the big pre-season that we put in.
And congratulations to your own form too. Scott Lucas gave you the three votes yesterday. You enjoying down back? You enjoying the group of the other five players that you're playing with down there?
Yeah, no, I'm loving it. It's a really good group down there. We've got a very offensive look down there with the sort of four or five running half backs. Which is great, and we're all playing together really well and helping each other out as much as we can, which has been good.
A really impressive fact from yesterday was that when you were three goals in the hole early in that last quarter, previous years you probably would have let that game slip, but obviously that self-belief is now starting to fuel a comeback like that.
It's a credit to the boys. We've worked really hard on instances like that where we lose momentum and wrestle it back. We're very clinical with the way we went about it. We've trained a lot of stuff around close games, and we're able to implement it pretty well in that game, and we're very good to get away with the win.
What sort of things are you talking about there? So, give the fans an insight into what sort of training you do when you have scenarios like that, when maybe a team's kick four or five goals and you have to try to wrestle back momentum. What can you do at training?
You basically just practice it. Exactly what happens. You practice wrestling the momentum back by making it a pretty hard game, and then once you get the ball back, just try to be a lot more offensive when you're down. And then once you get up, there's we got certain plays around what we do with numbers behind the ball and situations like that. And we nailed it pretty well right at the end there.
Sam, just can you explain to our listeners just how much of a change a coach can have and what he brings to the side compared from one coach to the other? How it can vary that much, considering that the personnel changed a little bit, but not a hell of a lot?
Yeah, it did change a lot. I'd say we've just worked a lot harder under Bolts is probably the biggest point. Mick was very big about your life away from footy and having a life outside of just the four walls of Carlton and seeing your family, whereas we've jammed in a lot of work under Bolts, and I think at the time over the pre-season we were really grinding with how much we were doing and how hard we were working, but it's all paying off now.
Seems to have been also a change of all club culture in the sense that Tim Watson was talking about the lunch that you have once a month to get the staff together and the players and everyone just to share that experience, because you're all so busy doing your own thing. You probably rarely all get together. How does that sort of change the atmospherics around the club?
Yeah, well Triggy, Stephen Trigg brought that in, I think, late last year, and Bolts has really jumped on that message of as a whole of club and a unified Carlton. And it's simple things in knowing the guys in admin and knowing the guys in media, not just in the footy department. And I said this last week when I was on the radio, it's just making the wins a bit more meaningful, that it's not just the playing list and coaches that are working at it. There's massive hours and a lot of effort going in upstairs as well.
When Levi Casbolt went down with his knee, did you think the worst? And when you saw him in the rooms, and now the news is only a broken leg. And when I say only, it's still a serious injury, but it could have been a hell of a lot worse. What did you think?
Well, at the time, I think I was with everyone. Whenever someone goes down with a knee, you always think the worst. There's not really anything else you think of. And from there, coming into the rooms and the guy saying his ACL was still intact was really uplifting and really relieving. He has got a 6 to 8 week broken leg, but that's best case scenario for us really. And it was really good news to hear that he's going all right. He'll work at it and do some rehab, and hopefully we'll get him back around the pie somewhere not 100% sure where it is.
Sam Doherty of the Blues is with us after their stirring victory over Port Adelaide yesterday at Etihad Stadium. Can we talk a little bit about Liam Jones? Because at the start of the year, he had a couple of really ordinary moments in the preseason, and he became a bit of a whipping boy for people saying he wasn't up to the standard. But just the last little while, he's not being the best player out there, but he's being really effective. It must be good to see one of your teammates, you know, finding their self-belief.
Yeah, he's just playing his role. He's playing really well. With the tall forwards, you sort of get judged on a pretty harsh stick because you've got Levi next year. But we only need the ball to get to ground. At bare minimum, it gets to ground and don't get outmarked. And if you take a mark or two, that's good. And obviously kick a couple of goals, which he's done for the last few weeks. So he's playing his role really well.
You take on North Melbourne this week. It's a big, big challenge for the club.
Yeah, it is. They're undefeated. We've just got to regroup. 6-day break, a lot of recovery this week, and we'll hit them as hard as we can on Saturday night.
Two players that may struggle to come up, one being Matthew Kruse, the other one being Patrick Cripps. How are both those boys?
I only spoke to them last night after the game, but as far as I know, they were all good. Kruse had a bit of a tickle on his knee, but seemed fine after the game, and Cripps was about the same.
Good to talk to you, Sam. Congratulations on a great month of footy, and Saturday night shapes up as a ripper. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sam Doherty, Blues star there with his take on yesterday's win.
He was so good yesterday. So controlled down back. Brilliant.
Now's the time, Blues fans, to sign up as a Blue Bagger member for 2016, 1300 Carlton or membership.carltonfc.com.au. And we've got the coach on the line or something. Oh, Brendan Bolton. Bolts.
G'day, son. G'day, Ox. Jeez, what a weekend. Jeez, exciting. It's four in a row. Who would have thought, boys?
Oh, you're excited. You are up. You're up and about.
Oh, up and about. And, jeez, as I said, I spoke to you a couple of weeks back, boys. Some of the old firm at the Blues have been in touch with some of our young boys to let them know how you party when you win, boys, because obviously it's a bit of a novice for the boys, but, jeez, exciting. It's exciting. I had a call on the weekend too, boys, last night from Mick Moldhouse. He gave me a quick call.
Oh, did he? What did he say?
Oh, well, he said, I hope you enjoy things down there at Carlton after I left your list and left it on the verge of a dynasty. Oh,
thanks, Bolts. Thank you, Brendan. We appreciate you putting in the call at 16 past 8.